The African Union is dispatching South African President Thabo Mbeki on a mission to forge a political solution in Ivory Coast. There has been violence for 4 days in the West African nation's major city, Abidjan. The violence was triggered by Saturday's government air raid on a rebel-held town that killed 9 French peacekeepers and an American aid worker. France retaliated by destroying most of the country's small air force, and that led to a backlash against French citizens in Ivory Coast. The UN Security Council is expected to meet today to consider imposing sanctions. Reporter Carrie Giardino is in Abidjan. What is the situation there today?
Well, Renee, I drove to work this morning, and I was actually surprised to see so many protesters spill out on the street in strong numbers this morning. Yesterday, we had some tens of thousands of protesters taking to the streets, marching down a main boulevard as they went to a hotel, Hotel Ivoire. It's a main hotel in the city center here. The hotel is being guarded by the French troops now. They've rolled in tanks into the city, and they have a number of tanks and armored vehicles and barbed wire surrounding this hotel in order to what they say is a safe haven for evacuated French citizens and non-Ivorian citizens, as well as any of the prominent figures who are coming for these peace negotiations.
The protesters have accused France of attempting to overthrow the president. Is there any truth to that charge?
Not that we're aware of. The problem is the hotel that they have secured is a strategic location, according to a lot of Ivorian citizens. It's about 200 meters from the president's residence here, as well as the national television headquarters and the state radio headquarters. Because of that, they're saying that it's an attempt by the French to replace Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo with a key opposition leader who's been in exile in France, Alassane Ouattara. A rumor started spreading among all of these protesters that Alassane Ouattara was in Hotel Ivoire, this hotel, and that they were going to remove Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo and replace him with the opposition leader. France has obviously strongly denied these accusations, and so far those rumors seem to be still circulating.
Could you please give us some context here? What exactly is France's role in Ivory Coast?
Well, France, of course, was the former colonial power here, and one of the first nations to actually push France out was Guinea, which is neighboring here to the north. Once that happened, France ended up putting all of its resources into Ivory Coast to help make this the economic powerhouse that it became. It's also the world's number one cocoa-producing nation. It has large exports, and the finances from the cocoa industry here have actually fueled the economy. So France has maintained its ties with this country because it was one of the more accepting and one of the more economically stable countries that it used to reign over. And the French military has been here even since independence.
Well, as you say, Ivory Coast was for years one of the most stable countries in West Africa. What happened?
The former president, Félix Houphouët-Boigny, died in the early 90s. The next 10 years were marked by just anarchy, coups and attempted coups. In 2002, we had an attempted coup by this rebel faction that's occupying the north of this country. That failed, but they did manage to take control of 60% of this country, dividing it effectively almost in half.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Reporter Carrie Giardino in Abidjan, Ivory Coast.